Exodus chapter 19. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up to Elohim, and Yahweh called to him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that Yahweh has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, Lo, I come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go to the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes and be ready against the third day. For the third day Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And you shall set bounds to the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that you do not go up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall surely be put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to the people, Be ready for the third day. Do not come at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with Yahweh. And they stood at the outer part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because Yahweh descended upon it in fire, and the smoke of it ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and Yahweh answered him with a voice. And Yahweh came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and Yahweh called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up. And Yahweh said to Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through to Yahweh to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also, which come near to Yahweh, sanctify themselves, lest Yahweh break forth upon them. And Moses said to Yahweh, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you charged us, saying, Set bounds around the mount and sanctify it. And Yahweh said to them, Away, get you down, and you shall come up, you and Aaron with you. But do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to Yahweh, lest he break forth upon them. And so Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. End of chapter 19.